Hi, my name
Hello.
is Latasha. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division.
Yeah, my name is Tom Payway. I was calling to make a new claim.
Okay, I do need to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Okay?
Yeah, ma'am.
All right, what's your full social?
420.
Mm-hmm.
55.
Mm-hmm.
5168.
What's your date of birth?
January 9th, 2003.
Driver's license number and mother's maiden name.
All right. My driver's license number is 101.
Mm-hmm.
01.
Mm-hmm.
563.
Okay. You said you called to do an initial claim.
Make a new claim because I had already made one claim, but that was last week. But that was for my old job. That was my last one for my old job. She said I had to make a new one for the job I'm at now.
Okay, so you just made a claim for your old job.
Yeah, that I ain't never made a claim for.
And now you're calling for the new job.
Yeah, because we had to do a shutdown for our break. We go back on the 15th. We did our shutdown on the 27th of June.
Okay, give me just a second to make sure so you won't interfere with the one you just filed. Give me just a second, okay? Let me see.
All right, yeah, man.
All right, one moment. Give me just a second. I'm going to do some research, okay?
All right.
So, before I put you on a brief hold, now, the first job that you're filing for unemployment with, is that
you
a job that you was let go from?
I had left that job.
Okay.
Last year, 2023.
But you're filing unemployment?
Yeah, for the new job. They had laid us off for
okay.
shutdown on the 27th. And we pulled a return on the 15th.
Okay, so, but what I'm trying to get, the job you left, you're filing unemployment for, right?
Yeah, I had did that one last week. That was for the old one. She was talking about, that was from the old claim I did. I got to restart a new one.
And now you're trying to do one for the...
Yeah, for the job, for the new
for the
job.
Shutdown. Is this a part-time job that you doing with the shutdown?
No, this full-time. We just on break for the 4th of July.
Give me just a second.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Give me just a second. I'm still here, okay?
All right, I got you.
Because what I've, now the only one that you can really, far as I know, that you can do the job that you're at now for unemployment benefits and not the other one, because you're at a company shutdown right now. I know you can do that one, but let me see, can you refile since you already just filed? Because I got to look. Did she give you a application number or a transaction number?
She ain't give me one. She just told me how to make a new one because the old job that I forgot to make, I ain't make at the time. I had made that one last week, I think.
Okay. Nah, I can't. Nah, I can't file one for the company shutdown, is what I'm trying to say. I can do that one. But I can't go back and file for the job that you had recently, is what I'm saying. Prior to
fine.
The shutdown.
All right, that's fine.
Okay. What's the job that you had, that you have now?
Bros. They from Vance, Alabama.
But what's the name of the company?
Bros.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get clear to, you don't have, it looks like you don't have an open claim, but you say she just did one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I got it. Huh? What about it? Yeah. I'm a little hitter.
All right, thank you so much for your patience and holding. I got you straight now, so we'll get started in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
Ma'am?
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand and knowing making false statements or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim could be considered fraud?
Yeah, ma'am.
You understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs to file a TAA or a TRA certification or benefits?
Can you say that again? I can't hear you.
It was asking whether you filed, your job had shut down and went overseas and you filing for that. It's basically what it's asking you.
It like it breaking up a little bit. It's fine, man. Wait, one more time.
All right. Now, if anybody can hear me on your end, do you get the permission to listen in? Because I want to make sure that
I hear you now.
Okay. So, what it's asking is, did your job shut down? And anybody, is it going overseas? And are you filing that paperwork for that?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Now, have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. What's a good telephone number for you?
334-505-9058.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name, you said Petaway?
Yeah, Terica Petaway.
What state is your driver's license?
Alabama.
Now, what's your race?
Black African American.
What's your gender?
Male.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No Hispanic, non-Hispanic.
What's the highest grade of education you received and completed?
High school diploma.
Now, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And what's your address?
2656 County Road 29, Alberta, Alabama.
What's
zip code 367-20.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I had to go back and do some research. That's what took so long.
Oh, there you go.
What was your occupation at work? What's your occupation at work?
I'm on a machine operator. I'll be on the line building the parts up for the assembly line.
One moment, please.
All right.
Okay, now give me just a second. Now, are you seeking work in it? You say you're seeking work in the same occupation, correct? Because you're going back to work.
Yeah, ma'am.
Now, do you obtain work exclusively through the union hiring hall?
Ma'am?
Are you with the union?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did the employer give you a definite day to return to work?
Yeah, ma'am.
And you said that was the 15th. Is that correct, what I heard earlier?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said it was a temporary shutdown. Currently registered? Are you currently available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yeah, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to the job?
Ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to drive to work?
50 miles.
What's the lowest pay rate you're willing to take per hour?
$18.50.
Are you a corporate officer for a business, own a business, or work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently solely working on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for workman's compensation or a pension?
No, ma'am.
Now, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that was not military or federal government in between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of this year?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your unemployment benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, ma'am.
Now, if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into a checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval of payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer? Now, you said you put some you put your paperwork in this weekend already, correct?
Last week,
and you put direct deposit information in. Is that correct?
Yeah, ma'am.
Do you want to keep that direct deposit information?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the name of the company you're working for right now?
Bros.
Okay. What's a good telephone number for them?
205.
Mm-hmm.
562.
Mm-hmm.
48. 00.
And what city is this?
Vans, Alabama.
Vans?
Yes, ma'am.
And how long you been working? When did you start for?
October 9th, 2023.
Yeah, ma'am. What day?
Say that again.
When was your last day of work?
It was June 27th, 2024.
Okay. Okay. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of these? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Vacation.
How much of vacation pay, and what you getting paid per hour when it comes to vacation? How much you get paid per hour?
Pay per hour, 18, 50 a day.
Okay, how many hours do you think you had when it comes to vacation pay?
Yeah, 8 hours, one day.
Now, what's it, do you get 40 hours per week?
It depends.
What normally do you get 40 hours per week? Okay.
We normally get 40.
Okay, 1 second. Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with the wages reported by your employer. False answers could result in the overpayment, fraud, and penalties, okay?
Yeah, ma'am.
No. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits, okay?
Yeah, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Castleman Avenue Southwest, Martin Drive, Riverwood Drive, Jack Bonham, or never been associated with any of these addresses?
Jack Bonham.
Which of the following age range closely match Trek Padaway?
Padaway.
Yes, I'm sorry. 21 to 25, 31 to 35, 38 to 42, 61 to 65.
38 to 42.
Thank you. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Counseling, family practice, occupational medicine, pediatrics, or none of the above?
Ma'am?
Which of those licenses have you ever held? Counseling, family practice, occupational medicine, or pediatrics, or none of the above?
Oh, none of the above.
Did you hear about filing internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? In other words, are you filing unemployment today?
Yeah, ma'am.
Are you certified under the penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah, ma'am.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook?
Yeah, ma'am.
Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, You must be able and available as well as to seek full-time work each week you claim your benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of benefits. The information booklet, which is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet, contains information on how your claim is determined, instruction regarding eligibility, and how to file your weekly certification. Failure to follow instruction listed could result in denial of benefits. The process you just completed when filing unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Your unemployment claim is kind of week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through the claimant portal by filing weekly certification or by telephone. Now, if you do by telephone, our telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Now, your certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification either online through the claimant or by telephone. And also, you need to remember your four-digit PIN. Okay?
Yeah, ma'am.
Again, additional instructions are in that Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. If you do not recognize one of the listed employers or realize your employer is missing from the list we provide, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent by mail. Now, the exemption to the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who submit proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training, a letter will be mailed to you subject to possible work search exemptions. It's very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. You're open from Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. each day to schedule callback appointments for assistance with your work search, okay? Now, since you are attached for a job and you are, have an expected recall date, you're not required to make work searches, but must be available upon recall.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. You have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Let me give you your application number.
All right. Wait one moment. Hold on. All right, I'm ready.
489.
Okay.
979-205.
Okay. All right.
All right, your PIN number is 5292.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for giving us a call back in here at the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And please enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.